Good morning, River Run. We're so happy you're here. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all your moms. Those of you with mom hearts, we know moms come in all forms. So as you can see, we're doing something a little different today. We're letting the men do the heavy lifting, no pun intended. But really quickly, I love that song. I know Nate talked a little bit about it. I have to laugh. Juxtaposition of when we were practicing that song this morning, which is a beautiful song about a mother's love. My kids were running in here screaming. So as soon as the song was done, I was like, sit down, stop, you're being terrible. So that's kind of where we are this morning. We have a panel of some beautiful moms coming up here that are going to share with you kind of about their journeys, different seasons of motherhood for them. And one of our culture statements here at River Run is to make the most of what you've been given. And so that's kind of our hope this morning, is that as these moms sit and share with you, we can hear from them about how they've made the most of the seasons that God has them in. And even if you're not a mom today, this still applies to you, because we know that no matter where we are in life, the Lord's always carrying us and always lifting us. And we have a job to do, whether it's as a mom or a dad or a student or a single person, no matter where you are in life, we want to make the most of what we've been given. And today we're just kind of giving that a twist on moms. So again, thank you moms for being here. Thank you families for being here with your moms. Thanks for worshiping with us this morning. Before we kick things off, Tina's going to pray for us.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Mother's Day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we praise you for this beautiful day. And Father, we are not just moms. We are women of influence for you. And that is our number one role. And so some moms are fur baby moms, and some moms are adoptive moms, and some moms are birth moms. But you know what, Lord? We are here to serve you in the role of influence. We love you so much, and we thank you for this beautiful day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
All right, let's get down the nitty-gritty. All right. You guys hold tight, because at the end of this, they've choreographed a dance. It's going to be so good. Yeah, Amy's ready. She's super excited. So, but we're just going to take some time to kind of get to know each of these women. We're going to just kind of, you know, kick off of each other's questions and just the discussion this morning. Again, we want you just to feel encouraged by what you hear today. Maybe you connect with someone. What I want to do to get started is we're going to start with Amy, but each of these women are going to share. I want you just to share about who you are. And kind of the season of motherhood that you're sharing from today and your experience.
Hi, I'm Amy, and I have three young children. So my oldest is 9, and then I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So I'm kind of sharing from the point of view of someone who's kind of in that young stage of motherhood, and has been through a little bit of that as well. I'm going to read a little bit too, because I forget when I'm up here. So one of my favorite verses is Proverbs 19:21. It says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but the Lord's purpose is what prevails." What God has taught me most in this like season of motherhood, of raising young children, is how to pivot and how to, at the same time, accept His grace and His mercy. When I went into motherhood, I wanted to break some of the cycles that I experienced growing up, and I had a lot of plans for how I was going to do that, and God has always used hard things in my life to draw me back toward Him and to pivot me back to the path that He has for me, and my motherhood is no exception to that. So my husband always says that, you know, when God's trying to pivot our lives, that sometimes He uses a gentle nudge, or He'll start with a gentle nudge, and sometimes it's a 2x4 over the head. Most of you know about my recent 2x4 over the head pivot moment involving me versus a roof. I've definitely had to endlessly pivot during, raising my children. Whether it was from the very first moment when I had my daughter, her birth didn't go as planned, and I had to pivot, and my motherhood didn't immediately look like what I thought it was going to. But in those moments, God drew me near. And I have a tendency, because I'm a planner, to offer my plan to God. You know, it looks great, but I'm holding it like this, with my hands closed, and He's had to like pry them open. I think I've gotten a little bit better at that over the years, or at least I hope I have. I was a working mom, and then I, you know, had to pivot and be a stay-at-home mom, and transitioning from churches and those things, I've made a lot of mistakes. But God hasn't let me stay in those mistakes for very long. He has always taken me and with grace and mercy and spoken to my heart with just gentle conviction to nudge me toward a pivot. Some of them were like, you know, slamming on the brakes in a semi-truck trying to pull a U-turn. But those are the biggest moments of growth that I've felt in my motherhood, because it's drawn me close to Him. And the parallels between parenthood and the love of the Father has for us are just, they're endless. And I think He uses that to show us Himself. He has grace and patience, and the scripture that always plays in my mind is Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, and they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I just feel like in this season of motherhood, my plans rarely ever turn out the way that they should, or the way that I thought they should. But they always draw me closer to Him so that I can prepare my children and point them to their Creator.
Thanks, Amy. So she mentioned three young kids. So obviously she's well rested. It's a season of peace. So we appreciate her sharing from that. We're going to bump over here to Tiffany and tell us a little bit about your season and where you are.
Good morning. My name is Tiffany Alexander, and I am a working mom, and I have two beautiful children. Javen, she's a junior at UCF in college, and Devin, he's a junior wrapping up this year, and he will be a senior in high school. So it's just amazing how time has flown, and I'm just honored and blessed to be their mother. And I'm going to just share with you a little bit about the stage that I am in, being a working mom, having a career, and launching my children into adulthood. So something definitely the Lord has taught me and continues to remind me is that He loves my kids more than I do, and I love my kids immensely, and so He reminds me of that. So, you know, as a mom, you're always concerned, especially when they're not in your presence. And just when the Holy Spirit reminds me, I love them more than you. I have a plan for them. I'm with them. Just like I've been taking care of you, I will take care of them. So that encourages me and that helps me along this journey. As far as transitioning and helping them transition into adulthood, that's different for me too, and that's a process for me as much as it is a process for my kids, and it's not easy because, you know, as a mom, you're used to telling them and directing them and just having everything organized, but now as they're transitioning into adults, it's more of a guide, and you're alongside them as they're living their life and making their decisions, and sometimes I have to bite my tongue and not say anything because the Holy Spirit lets me know, hey, they have to experience it, they have to walk through this, and when they come to me and they share with me the mistakes or the situations or the failures, I'm able to use that conversation as a lessons learned. Let's talk about this. What is God saying? What have you learned from this? And then I'm able to give them a different perspective that they may not have been looking from. And the scripture says in Proverbs 22:6, train up your child in the way that he or she should go, and when they're old, it won't depart from them. And I know that doesn't guarantee or promise that everything's going to be perfect and they're not going to have any issues, but that's an encouragement to me knowing that wherever they are on their journey, whether they go to the left or to the right, the word of God is going to stay with them. What my husband and I have taught them, Jesus and the word is going to stay with them. And that's a reference point for them wherever they are. And I know the Holy Spirit can bring back the word to them. So that's a blessing and encouragement for me. As a working mom, having a career, I'm always praying and asking God for work-life harmony because, you know, you have so much going on. I want to make sure everything gets the attention that it needs and that everything is working together. So that's always something I put before the Lord because I always need help with that. And one of the things that really helps me with work-life harmony is support. I am so blessed to have an amazing husband, amazing mom, amazing family that supports me. There's no way I could have been and accomplished the things that I've done in my career without the support of my family. And so I was blessed to have a mom that supported me from day one. And so she was always my number one cheerleader, and I've always been intentional about doing that for my kids. So I really encourage moms to know that it's really important to have a support system. And support looks different for everybody. If you don't have your family, you may have, we have an awesome church family here, neighborhood groups. We have, you can have spiritual mothers, mentors, just someone to be there in your corner with you, helping you. And that has been a blessing for me. And so I'm encouraged that when my kids go out and they're officially on their own, out of my home, that they know mom and dad has your back and we're here for you. And I think support is really important. You are not alone and you don't have to do this alone. We weren't made to do life alone. We're a family and we have each other. So I encourage mothers to know that you have support. There's people here.
Okay, whenever the next women's luncheon is, we have our speaker. So someone write that down, please. I feel like I could just soak in a whole lot more. Thank you so much, Tiffany. All right, next to her we have Mindy, a familiar face around here, but she's here today to share a little bit of a different experience with you guys. Go ahead, Mindy.
So my name's Mindy Walton, and I have two beautiful boys. They would cringe that I'm calling them beautiful from up here, but that's okay. So my boys are 17 and 20 years old. And I am so very, very thankful for them and just for my experience in being a mom with them. But my experience into coming into motherhood was a little bit different. So I was in college when I became pregnant and very quickly became a single mom. It was a hard season. It was a really hard season. It was a season... Thank you, guys. It was a season filled with disappointment. It was a season filled with shame. And it's hard. It's still there. It doesn't go away. But I think the biggest thing that God has been bringing me through motherhood is that I don't have to be defined by my shame. I don't have to be defined by my sin. That there is grace, there is love, there is forgiveness. From him, from the family that he's brought around me, from the family that he's given me. Now I can choose to allow my sin to define me, and oftentimes do. But I know that in him it doesn't have to, and that he's always waiting there. Always. Amy, I know you used the verse about God's faithfulness, that great is his faithfulness. His faithfulness is it is enduring and never ending. And no matter how many times we step back, we stray, we fall back into old habits, that God's faithfulness, his open arms, his love, it's always there. It's always waiting for us. And I think as moms, we often put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, and our children make decisions that maybe we wouldn't want them to make. And so they, like Tiffany was saying, they make mistakes. They come back to us. They go, what am I doing? I need help. And we go, oh, this is okay, because we're family and there's love and God is faithful through it all, through absolutely all of it. So faithfulness, his faithfulness, and that we don't have to live in the shame of our mistakes and our failures. Those are probably the biggest things that God has taught me that I hope that I can share and that I have shared with my children so far.
I love that motherhood is so much a part of your testimony and a reminder of just the redemption that we all have through Christ. So I think it's neat that, like, we're hearing the story of, you know, motherhood. Maybe that's not for everybody in this room, but the heart of your story is absolutely for everyone. So thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing that with us. All right, Tina, again, a familiar face, Miss Sunshine, here to share a little bit about her experience and her season.
Absolutely. Today, as an almost 60-year-old woman, I sit here as a Grammy, and I'm very blessed for that. I'm a mother of two grown, amazing sons, but my journey was very, very difficult as well. All I wanted all my life, I've been with my husband since I was 12 years old, and I just wanted to marry him and have babies. That's it. That's all I asked God for. That's all I wanted. And we were married in years past, and no babies, and you have to go to baby showers, and you love to go to baby showers, and you're happy for the people that get to do and have the baby showers. You really are. But there's a brokenness inside of you, and there's a want, and there's a desire. So I want you to know, as a believer, it's okay to not be okay for a little while. You know, there is always hope, and God has a plan. That's hard to hear when month after month you take pregnancy tests and they're negative, and you think you're pregnant all weekend, and you go to the doctor and you're not. And it is a hard, hard journey. And I think the biggest thing I learned through adoption is trusting the Lord. And as almost a 60-year-old woman, there's still things I'm having to trust in the Lord with. That doesn't end in our journey, right? But I had to really trust him, and I had to open up my heart in a way to say, Lord, you know I have a desire for children. You know that I love them. And so he brought them to me through neighbors' children's, children of neighbors. And he brought them to me through serving in the church. And he brought them to me in our family. And there were all these children. Because as mothers, what do we want to do? We want to love, point them to Jesus, and just love and pour over them, right? We pour out. There's lots of children that we can pour out over, lots and lots of children. So I started opening up my heart, not to just to things that I desired and wanting, but the things that the Lord had for me, for Tina Quintana. And it changed everything. Now, it was a hard journey, and it took many years to kind of understand that the Father said, no, you will not carry a baby in your tummy. Like that, it's a no. And you know, sometimes our parents say to us, no. And we're like, we don't understand, and we don't know why, and it's like, it's not fair, it doesn't make sense, everybody else can, you know, in our own personal family journeys with our parents and stuff. But sometimes the Father says no, but then he says yes to so many other things. So I want you to know that, you know, as an older woman, I'm the grandma of the group here, it's going to be okay. God has a plan, and as we can open up our heart and continue to trust in him, you just never know the great things that are happening. So for my no of not carrying a baby in my tummy, I carried many, and today carry many, many children in my heart.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Tina. Yep. I am not sure if we put enough tissue around the room this morning. Sorry about that.
Piggybacking on some of what you guys have said, and these may be like themes that you've already mentioned and repeating, but I think it bears, like, it's a good point of discussion. So, and this is the point where any of you can answer at any time, so I'll let you fist fight to see who goes first. How would you say that motherhood specifically has shaped your faith or your relationship with Jesus? Like, how has that directly influenced your relationship with Christ? What are those things that maybe you've wrestled with that he's been like, aha. I'll give you a minute to think on it. You don't have to share the really scary stuff. I mean, I'm sure we could like put our children on blast right now, but we won't.
Well, I would say for me, definitely when things don't go the way that you think they should go, and my children, just their personality, their uniqueness, it's been a blessing to me. I've learned a lot from them, but just when things don't go the way that I expect, just me going back to God and asking for his guidance and his direction. So that has brought me closer to him. And then having children, before I had children, I thought I knew what love was. I thought I knew how I felt about people. But having children, it just changed the whole dynamic of how much I loved them so much and how I would do anything for them. And it just helped me to see, God, if I feel this for my children, how much do you love me? That just helped me to understand. I still don't fully understand how his love is because it's so great, but it helped me to understand how much he loved me and wanted to, it drew me closer to him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just, like I said before, I think there's just so many parallels between the Father's love for us and what we experience in motherhood and parenthood, and even like Tina said, even being like spiritual mothers to those around us. You know, I've had I didn't always have the most amazing wisdom in my household growing up, and so God has provided me with so many spiritual mothers within the churches that we've been a part of, and just women who've poured into my life and just made this huge difference, and so. And helped me to be a better mother to my children, to show me how to break those cycles. And, you know, with my children every day, nothing can bring me to my knees faster to the Lord than my children. because some days are just really, really hard and really, really exhausting. And but I look at them and just what a blessing they are, even when they mess up. And like I said, I've made a lot of mistakes because I tend to not like change. I tend to have to be pivoted pretty hard. But, you know, one of the things is that the Lord has really taught me is every time I come to Him, every single time, He accepts me. And He comforts me, and when I ask for wisdom, He gives it. And so I just pray that every day. You know, I try to have it all figured out, but what I've realized over and over again throughout the years of all my pivots is that I don't have to have it all figured out, because it's our daily bread. We're supposed to come to Him not just once and then we're set for life. We're supposed to come to Him every moment of every single day and accept the love and the wisdom that He has for us. And I pray that my children will come to me with those things as well and want to utilize me in their life and utilize the Lord in that way by showing that and modeling that to them.
Absolutely. Okay, let's pivot a little bit. So we're looking around the room. I know we're supposed to be talking to each other, but let's just stare at them for a minute. All right, so let's say you've got a mom-to-be. She's approached you. And she's looking for the ultimate advice. What do I need to know before I begin this journey? Now, remember, we have a time limit here. So, but I would love to know if someone, if a mom comes to you and she's like, okay, I'm about to start this journey. What do I do? What do I need to know? What's your first piece of advice for her?
I'll take this one. That it's going to be okay. No matter what. No matter where the journey leads you, no matter what road you go down, no matter what your kids do, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
I had a dad who came to me when Nate and I were in the first 4 weeks with our first child. And I was just so tired, and I was just so, you know, both of us were so exhausted. We were like zombies. And he said, just wait, it only gets worse. And I looked at Nate and I said, how could it get worse? And I was talking to my mother-in-law. You know, you talk about spiritual mothers in your life, and I was talking to my mother-in-law and I was telling her that story, and I'm like, please tell me it gets better, because I can barely see straight. It has to get better with sleep, right? She said, you know, Amy, sometimes people have children and they view them as a burden instead of a blessing. And I just always encourage you to view your children as a blessing from the Lord and not a burden. And when those comments are made to you, try to point people back to the blessing. And that's always stuck with me, because when I have those hard days and I do, you know, sometimes slip up and see my children as a burden, it's really nice to come back to that piece of wisdom that was shared with me, that they are a blessing, and it just totally shifts my perspective. So if that's advice I would not give to someone, that actually it gets better as you grow.
And just one quick thing I would say, it's really hard because when you're in the thick of things, sometimes there's a lot to be done. I really encourage young moms to be sure that they're spending time with the Lord. I could not have gotten through motherhood without my time with the Lord and with biblical community around John and I. It is essential. And sometimes it's hard because that's something you have to carve time out for, because there's all the other things that are calling us. But be in His Word. you know, spend time with him, wrestle through those challenges and those struggles and those blessings with the Lord. It is vital. It is vital.
Yeah. And Amy, something you mentioned, I think, is something we see a lot in our society today. To just kind of, no one's going to come right out and say children are a burden, but our narrative is kind of children get in the way of things. And I think, Tiffany, that's why I love your testimony too, because you're a faithful example of how the Lord has used you in both your career and motherhood, and your children have not been a burden, but a blessing. And for all of us, and even the ones in this room who aren't mothers, to remember that the gain, the option, or the responsibility of motherhood is not to say, look at us and look at what we did and the children we raised. It's raising arrows for the next generation, because when we are gone, they will be here, and their influence will be because of our influence, and their influence will influence others too. So it's raising godly children to impact generations upon generations upon generations. And that's not just the burden of mothers, but I think the church as a whole. And so this would probably have been a great plug for, like, serving in River Kids. Tiff, I mean, Kimberly's here if you want to talk to her afterwards, but children really are an investment, and motherhood is a commitment, and it's never a burden. So I thank you guys for sharing today. Before we wrap things up, I guess if there's anything else, like, on your hearts, I know this will be the moment where we're just kind of looking at each other like, I don't know, but if there's one thing you want to leave just our church family with today about motherhood, or just making the most of what you've been given, now would be the great time to speak into that. So I'll just give you guys a minute to kind of pause and think and share if you'd like.
Well, I would just reiterate what I said earlier, support. You have an awesome family here. We have an amazing church family, neighborhood groups, mentors, spiritual mothers. So you're not alone. We're not made to do this alone. We are going to do this together, and we have each other's back. So just be encouraged from that perspective.
I absolutely echo that. You know, I, as Tiffany, had a wonderful group around me and my family that God gave me, and great support with women, and we need that. You guys, please don't do this alone. We are here for you. It is a beautiful journey when we do it together.
I would add to that that if you didn't come from a family that you know what community, what healthy family looks like, don't be afraid to lean into it. You know, one of the greatest gifts that God gave me was a church family. You know, the family of God that is around you, who's there to pour into you, who's there to remind you that you're loved, who's there to remind you that your children are blessings, who's there to just help pull you back in the right direction when you're just kind of straying off to the side a bit. But don't be afraid to open your heart to the family of God, to this church family. They will love you. They will.
Yeah, and I think for moms, I especially know in my season, you know, we're being mothers in the age of social media, where there are 6 million plus online guides for how to be the perfect mom, or how to, you know, raise your children with discipline, without discipline, how to do this, how to do that, and, you know, 10 how-tos to avoid temper tantrums and all of these things. And it can be really overwhelming and really overstimulating. And I think, you know, echo what Tina said, just spending time with the Lord offers perspective, and offers quiet and offers peace and focus and all of those things that we need to take us back to, no, what does Scripture say about raising children? It's good to have resources. I'm not downing resources at all. I've learned a lot from other moms and having those amazing resources. But spending time with the Lord offers you focus to be able to discern, I think, what God wants you to do with your children and how he's going to utilize you to point them to him. And I think getting that rest and that focus from spending time with the Lord is just so vital, because I can find myself going down that path of I'm screwing it all up, I'm not doing it right, and I just feel like there's no perfect mother out there. All we can do is keep pointing our children back to the Lord and apologizing when we make mistakes and modeling what it looks like to be a Christ follower.
Absolutely. And I love the emphasis you guys put on community. And I think it would be worthwhile to mention that if you are not plugged or feel like you want to plug in deeper to community, these two ladies down here would be great for you to talk to afterwards, because whether you're a mom or not, I don't think that the Lord intends for us to walk this journey alone. So we have some great small groups you can plug into. There are a lot of opportunities to just come alongside other people and let them lift you up in whatever season you're in. But for now, I just want to thank you guys so much for sharing today. I'm going to give you a little round of applause. I know it was very vulnerable. But to wrap things up today, we're going to hear from our favorite lead pastor, Tyler, as he comes on stage and kind of wraps this up nicely for us.
Well, thank you, ladies. That was just amazing and just a huge blessing. I was taking notes, and it's interesting. One of the things I love about what I was listening here is we are blessed with some amazing people here at River Run, and one of the things that makes, you know, these women amazing and some of the people here at River Run amazing is they just simply want to learn from the Lord and to be guided by his gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ impacts all of us, but it manifests itself differently in our seasons of lives and our responsibilities. But I hope that as you listen to them, no matter where you are in your season of life, whether you're a mother or whether you're a guy, whatever, that you heard stories of grace, stories of you don't have to make the same choices that your parents made for you. You can pivot. You can change. You're not defined by your sin or your shame. God is redemptive. He changes. He reconciles. He grows, and he takes some of those things and makes them into beautiful things. The importance of connecting with the Lord every single day, be in community with other people to encourage one another, to strengthen one another. All of these things are what was true for these ladies and how they were walking out their seasons of life, in particular in their roles as mother. It's the same thing that all of us here should be walking out in our own lives. Because life is hard. We all make mistakes. But God is good. God is gracious. And yes, sometimes he says no, and we have to pivot on the things that we want in life. But when we do, and we trust him, God does something very beautiful in that. So thank you, ladies, for just, you know, just continuing to help me to solidify that, to remind myself of that, and hopefully all of you feel the same way as well. Any of you ladies who you're listening to these mothers and their story connects with you, one of the things, and I have full permission from them, I ask them, is that I would really highly encourage you to share your story with them. We talk about it around here a lot, is that one of the biggest things as a catalyst for change in our life and growth is when we share with other people what God is doing in our lives. And so I highly encourage you to share what you, you know, how your story connects with one of them. I know that they would, it would be not only an encouragement to you, but I know it would also be a really deep encouragement to them as well.